and several other news channels with a statement interview given by Dr. Jane Appleby, Chief Medical Officer at Methodist Hospital in San Antonio, Texas. It is reported a 30-year-old man who attended a COVID party with a person who was identified as having the COVID virus died. The explanation for the party is if you have been tested positive with the virus, you invite friends over to test to see if what the news is claiming of the virus is for real. Such parties are reported to occur in a few states. It was reported that the 30-year-old man later ends up at Methodist Hospital in Texas and made this statement to his nurse before he died. "I think I made a mistake. I thought this was a hoax, but it is not. I do not know the man's name. I've not spoken with a doctor to say for certain the news story is for real, that the news stations have checked their sources. But I have cautioned my grandsons of this. I cannot say for certain that wearing face covering will prevent you or others from getting the virus or helping spread the virus. I cannot say when you cough, if you do not cough into your elbow or cover your mouth, you might spread germs. That washing your hands will protect yourself or loved ones, but all I can say, I will do my best to help in any way I may. I try to do my research and put my trust in those who I feel have done theirs. We live in a wonderful country and have choices we may freely make, and we have some laws we're told to follow. I hope you and I will make the best choices for our neighbors and loved ones. I will try to remember when cannot social distances to cover my face when inside public, if I cannot practice social distances. I know there's many opinions on this, and this is just mine. Thank you."
Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Morning.
Good morning.
Monthly update for the month of June ends with GCR at 3,886,744.75, having revenues of $808,081.69 and $1,079,914.18. Road and Bridge had revenues at a total of $599,863.51 and expenditures for this month of $794,512 and their final balance came up to be just over, or just under 12 million. The law enforcement tax fund is at the end of June, was at $514,518.30. Revenues was $1,159,559.45, and expenditures was $1,768,012.04. And sewer is at $11,263,824.12, revenues being $3,533,543.96 and expenditures of $6,506,910.33. And that is the update for the end of June.
What did you say the law enforcement was?
Law enforcement ended at the end of June is at 514,000 $518.30.
Does that include the $300,000 that's owed to GCR?
That is in there. Yes.
That's in there?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. 2020 amendment order.
This is the order to amend the 2020 budget. Do you guys have any questions on it?
No.
No, I don't.
Move to approve the 2020 amendment order.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 459754 through 459784, 459786 through 459833, warrants 7431 through 7436, no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 459785.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, July 6, 2020 and July 9, 2020.
I just have one question on the roundtable discussion. Do we want David Clark left, David Clark entered, Scott Sterrett left, Jeff Greenwood left, Devin Huff entered. Well, we don't do that normally, so.
I saw that. Sometimes I've seen them and sometimes not. It's kind of a little petty, but.
That's what I was wanting. Yeah, do you guys want that in there? You want to strike it down?
Presiding?
Yeah, we can take it out.
So after discussion ensued, just all the ins and outs?
Take it out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Move to approve regular session minutes for July 6, 2020, with corrections.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
On the July 9th one, do you want to leave in there that Mr. Marmaget left at 3:40, or take that out? We adjourned at 3:42.
In that particular case, you might want to leave it in so it shows that there was no more discussion. But I don't have a strong opinion on it, but it might clarify that.
Okay.
It's not an executive, so like us keeping track of everybody that's walked in. I think in here today, you know, people have walked in and out. I don't know that we keep track of that, so.
I've seen it, you know, done both ways. I remember one time when you just walked over to the coffee machine and they put it in there.
Well, yeah, I know. That's. If you get up and walk around a stretch after. So we leaving it in there, taking it out. Let's take it out.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Move to approve July 9th. Regular session minutes for July 9th, 2020 with corrections.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Treasurer presenting semi-annual report.
Settlement investment report, so it can be entered into record. I'll keep this brief. I did email the regular June report last week. I'll just kind of go over what it is. It's the attached report illustrates detailed fund balances with the far right-hand column providing the breakdown of year-to-date for each fund. This report shows the following beginning balances as of January 1, 2020, revenues, expenditures, and ending balances per fund as of June 30, 2020. Our total budget funds was $30,830,057.06. Total treasurer funds, $7,884,776.48, with a total of $38,714,833.54. I've listed or put a list of all the financial institutions that are holding all of our CDs at this time. And then the cash in the cash account, which are checking accounts, is $19,354,601.70. And the amount of CDs is $19,360,231.84. With a grand total back to the $38,714,833.54. And this time I kind of added something different. I did put a copy of the first page of the bank statement so you can see the total. Comes back to the total in the report here. On the very last page of the bank statement.
And I noticed this shouldn't reflect on the treasurer's report, but you just sent us out the what we received for the July amount, and it was it brought us down to just shy of 11% over the year. Is that correct?
Correct. About $475,000 for the year.
Move to accept and enter into the record the semi-annual settlement and investment report as presented by Treasurer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bid recommendations for newspaper publications number 202006-452.
Reference to RFB 202006-452, which is the newspaper publication services. We received one bidder from Tri-Lakes Newspapers, Inc. Came in at $6 per column inch.
Yes,
Commissioner Wyatt was present when I opened that bid.
Do you guys have any questions or comments?
Just note, because for the record, that the bid includes all publication, including the tax sale, is
correct.
At the $6 per column inch.
Correct. Mm-hmm.